So our gospel lesson for today needs another half line. You see, it actually starts mid-sentence at the beginning. And the lectionary compilers do this sometimes to make the readings more able to stand on their own. But we miss something really important here. We should have heard the full opening sentence, which was, "While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.'" Now, I know, just plopping a "this" in the middle of the sentence doesn't actually help us out much. But if you go back to the previous story, it's about the post-resurrection appearance of Jesus to two disciples who were walking on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And in this particular story, they don't recognize Jesus until they've eaten a meal together. But if we go back again, we hear of Peter running to the empty tomb to affirm that Jesus was not there. And even before that, we hear of the women at the tomb who came to anoint Jesus' body, and they encounter two men in white clothes in the tomb telling them that Jesus has been raised from the dead. All of these things were what they were talking about. It's the "this." And our gospel today is actually the fifth of six resurrection appearances in the Gospel of Luke. And each and every one of them point to the reality that this resurrected Jesus walked and talked and ate amongst his friends and followers after his death. In other words, this risen Christ is not a figment of anyone's imagination. He's not a ghost. He's not some spirit being. But through the resurrection, Jesus was the fullness of all that he ever was, his body and his soul, physical and spiritual. In our gospel story today, we heard about this insistence on the bodily resurrection of Jesus again. The disciples are hidden away, they're scared, and when Jesus comes into their midst, they think he's a ghost. And then he shows them his wounds on his hands and on his feet. But they're still scared. They're still disbelieving. So what does he do? He asks for food, and then he eats some fish. And only then do they understand. This is actually one of the few scenes that we have in the Gospels where we see Jesus actually eating. He's at table a lot with people, but you don't actually hear about him eating stuff. That's what makes this special. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We repeat each week in our Nicene Creed. One of the most incredible sights that I have ever seen is the Jewish cemetery on the Mount of Olives. Now, from a distance, you can't see anything precise. It's just this massive swath of white stone on heat-darkened desert earth. But then when you get up close, it becomes even more stunning. There are rows upon rows upon rows of above-ground tombs and graves. It's a necropolis, a city of the dead. And they stretch on as far as the eye can see in either direction. And each and every single one of those graves is pointing in the exact same direction, toward the Temple Mount, where if you were just to go across the Kidron Valley, lies Jerusalem. And each body is in those graves and in those tombs, waiting for the Messiah, waiting for the great call to rise up and to move their long, stiff, and lifeless limbs. to ascend back to the face of the earth. That it is a tenet of our faith as Christians that not just our souls, but that our bodies are raised as well, is important. Do you remember in Genesis when God creates and God declares everything good? Well, that goes for you and me as well. And not just our souls, but all of us, all of our fleshy bits included. The created world is good. Just look around. Our bodies are good. And no matter how our bodies look or love or think or act or feel, they are good. And while we may want to make some changes to our bodies, a little tweak here and there, God loves each and every one of us, no matter our iteration. Last Friday, Ren and I were watching one of the newer Disney movies called Wish. I won't spoil the movie. It was actually quite good, so I'd recommend it if you haven't seen it. But there's a song in it called I'm a Star. And I started to immediately nerd out over this song because it explains one of my favorite concepts in physics. Of course I have a favorite concept in physics. And that is the law of the conservation of matter. And this law states that matter can neither be created nor destroyed. All the stuff that is out in the universe that ever was is still here. And the song plays on the popular concept that we are all made of stardust. And it turns out that is completely true. Because every element that makes up our bodies exploded out of stars over the last roughly 14 billion years since the Big Bang. It's a work in progress. And some of the best lines from this song are, when it comes to the universe, we are all shareholders. We eat the leaves and they eat the sun. See, that's where all of the balls of gas come from. And my favorite, your dust is my dust. The message is that we are all connected. We are all made the same. And because all of the stuff in the universe that ever was is still here, all that makes up our bodies, too, will stick around and will get released out into the universe when we die. Our atoms will spread out and get taken up by other things like plants and animals and even other people. We all have pieces inside of us that belong to people long dead. Now, there is a legend within Judaism that when God created Adam and Eve, they were created back to back. Two people fused together at the spine. Eve's backside was Adam, and Adam's backside was Eve. It's no surprise then, as the legend says, that they had difficulty talking, and walking was just a real chore. And perhaps this led to their confusion, where they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the legend goes on to say that after they ate the fruit, their one was split in two. Or to use the language of the Jewish philosopher, the Zohar, God sawed Eve off of Adam. Now, I know that's a bit dark, cutting people apart. But, I mean, in our Genesis reading, God also pops out one of Adam's ribs to make Eve, so that's a little dark too. And then God banishes them, two of them, from the Garden of Eden. But I think that ever since then, God has been working to bring the whole body of Christ back together. Because of Jesus' bodily resurrection, we will follow the same path that Jesus did. You and your physical body will be alive again. But there's a caveat. Because remember that you are made up of bits of others. And others someday will be made up of bits of you. And so over millennia, we become entwined with each other. And maybe even the resurrection turns out to look like complete unity, like the primordial Adam Eve. The reality that we are all connected begins on earth in this life. And it continues through death and into the life to come. All the more reason to love our neighbors as ourselves right now. Don't you think?